Terchansky with the Real News in Ottawa, Canada. In the fall of 2010, the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper declared that Canada will stand with Israel no matter what. In a broadly televised speech, he said Israel is unfairly isolated and criticized. He said,
"There are, after all, a lot more votes, a lot more, in being anti-Israeli than in taking a stand. But as long as I am Prime Minister, whether it is at the United Nations, the Francophonie, or anywhere else, Canada will take that stand, whatever the cost."
Canada's unilateral political support for Israel is now well known. However, what's not well known is Canada's military and intelligence cooperation with Israel and the arms trade between the two countries. Yi Vengler is the author of Canada and Israel, Building Apartheid. The Real News caught up with him at the National Archives in Ottawa, where he's currently researching his next book.
You know, the multi-billion dollar U.S. support is of more consequence than Canadian support, but the Stephen Harper government has gone out of its way to orient Canadian foreign policy as much as possible in a direction that's supportive of Israeli policy. And you see that both in on a regional level and vis-a-vis the Palestinians.
Canadian military support for Israel is expressed in three major ways. Canadian Army and policing agencies run joint exercises with their Israeli counterparts. The government invests pension funds in companies that supply weapons to Israel. And the Canadian military assists in training the Palestinian Authority forces in the West Bank. As part of its political alignment with Israel, Canada was the first country to cut all ties with the political party after it was elected in Gaza in 2006. At the same time, Canada strongly supports the more pro-Western Palestinian Authority.
It's about supporting a Palestinian Authority in the West Bank that has no electoral mandate. Its electoral mandate ran out 2 years ago, and it's being used to control the population, and it's received most of a $300 million 5-year aid program, and we use the aid as a tool to weaken to sow division within Palestinian society. And that's, Operation Pretus is the continuation of that policy. It's about supporting the most compliant Palestinian political factions. And
the training program has been going on for years, but it's been mostly kept secret. Seen by many as the future leader of the opposition, Member of Parliament Bob Rae is one of the only Canadian politicians to speak publicly about it.
I suspect there are not many people in this hall tonight who know that Canadian soldiers, without any attention, Canadian police officers from the RCMP, without any publicity, without any attention, are providing vital assistance to the Palestinian Authority to be able to provide the peace and security for the region that is so necessary. The men and women who will ensure the security both of the West Bank and of Israel.
But Canada does not only cooperate with the Israeli military, it supplies it. Canada's free trade agreement with Israel eliminates tariffs on virtually all industrial goods, including arms. Various other cooperation agreements make business for Canadian companies attending Israeli arms fairs like ISDEF and Israeli companies attending Canadian arms fairs like CANSEC very lucrative. Richard Sanders is a researcher with the Coalition to Oppose the Arms Trade.
We're, one of the top 10 or so military exporters in the world. And we are exporting military goods hand over fist to whoever wants to buy them. Now, there are countries that we don't export to, but those are usually the countries that the United States doesn't want us to export to.
About a month ago, Peter McKay, Canada's defense minister, visited Israel, where he, in the final press release that was sent out, he said Israeli technologies are really helping Canada out in Afghanistan, right? So the technologies and the security methods that Israeli forces have practiced on the Palestinians, Canada is now putting to use in Afghanistan, most notably, of course, are the drones that the Canadian military has purchased from Israeli companies.
At first look, the government data shows that Israel is not a major target of Canadian arms sales, ranking it roughly 29th in the world. However, according to Project Plowshares, an NGO that researches and investigates Canadian security issues, the government data is incomplete. It audited the government's report on arms exports, saying it had significant transparency failings. As an example, the audit writes, there were important examples of unregulated and unreported civilian Canadian equipment shipped for military end use. Senders recently published a comprehensive report on Canadian arms exports to the Middle East. He agrees there are major flaws in the way the government reports on military exports.
Canada sold helicopters to the Colombian Air Force, and they did not show up in the Foreign Affairs annual reports of military exports because they didn't have any weapons attached to the helicopters. So in my research, I found about 200 Canadian military-related companies that say, that report, that they have export experience with Israel, or that they are actively pursuing exports to Israel. Many, if not most, military exports do not go through customs, especially when they're going from government to government. So we don't really know what the extent of this military export what level this military export is at. The major categories of military equipment that Canada sells to Israel are high-tech electronic components. Another major category is components for tanks and armored vehicles.
While the Harper government may be solidifying favorable relations between Canada and Israel, as at least the arms trade shows, the cooperation goes back decades. In 2009, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman visited Canada. In an interview with the Jewish Tribune, he said Canada is so friendly that there was no need to convince or explain anything to anyone. We need allies like this in the international arena. For The Real News, I'm Leah Turchansky in Ottawa.